SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. 28 bodies have been recovered so far following last night's mid-air collision of an American Airlines passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. There were 64 people on board the plane, three soldiers on that helicopter.
This was not unusual with a military aircraft flying the river and aircraft landing at DCA. And again, if you live in the area, you'll see that frequently with those two aircraft working together.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, D.C. Fire EMS Chief John Donnelly, says a massive search effort went through the night in the cold, murky waters of the Potomac River.
Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
Reagan Airport is closed until 11 Eastern Time this morning. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate Judiciary Committee holds a confirmation hearing today for President Trump's FBI nominee.
Kash Patel may receive an immediate challenge from Ranking Member Dick Durbin, who has already publicly requested documents about a successful hostage exchange in fall of 2020, which led to the return of two Americans from Yemen, along with the remains of a third. Former National Security Advisor Robert C. O'Brien tells Salem Radio that Patel was in his department and was acting properly despite an accusation of breaking protocol.
Kash was the person who would make the call to disclose public information about a hostage release, because it made sense for the president's policies.
As to O'Brien's opinion of Durbin's gambit,
the whole thing is just ridiculous.
George Williams reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow futures down 81 points, NASDAQ futures 108 points higher. This is SRN News. A hard-fought victory for a pair of pro-lifers.
The state of California has dropped its case against David Alayden and Sandra Merritt after they used undercover videos to reveal Planned Parenthood's trafficking in the body parts of aborted babies. The two defendants, who work for the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress, have been in court for 10 years as the state tried to punish them for making the recordings. Alayden says, quote, "Taking this case off the board will allow me to focus fully on our investigative reporting." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is investigating Denver public schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' restroom on the second floor of East High School into an all-gender restroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for male students. The probe into the bathroom at East High School marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Biden, which sought to promote transgenderism in the public schools. This is SRN News. This could ruffle some feathers in the ranks of the military.
The Defense Department Intelligence Agency has paused observances of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Pride Month, Holocaust Days of Remembrance, and other cultural or historical annual events in response to President Donald Trump's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the federal workplace. The instructions were published in a Defense Intelligence Agency memo obtained by the Associated Press. It affects 11 annual events, including Black History Month, which begins Saturday, and National Hispanic Heritage Month. An official says the pause was initiated by the agency and appears to not be the policy across the Defense Department. Hayap Anjwani, Washington.
NASA's two stranded astronauts have taken their first spacewalk together, exiting the International Space Station almost 8 months after moving in. The pair was expected to stay just a week when they arrived at the space station last June, but technical issues changed the schedule. SRNNews.com.